Okay, put your hand up if you come to church. Hey, that was the easy one to wake you up. Everybody's hand should be up because you're in church. Yes, we all come to church. We're all here today and we've come freely to do so. Yeah, no one has stopped us, no one's punished us for coming. We've all decided to come to church and we're all here and we've been free to do so. I know some teenagers might think otherwise sometimes. Maybe they're dragged a little bit, but generally we are free to come. Who here reads the Bible? Put your hand if you read the Bible. That's not enough. Yeah, we all read the Bible. Even if you don't in your own time, you've just heard it. So you're even listening to the Bible. But we're all free to read the Bible. Does anybody have a favourite Bible verse? Zoe, you do? Yeah, what Bible verse do you like? Noah, story of Noah. That's a great story in the Bible. Who else? Adults as well, if you've got a favourite Bible verse. One right at the back. Let me come in here. Archie, what's yours? Noah's Ark. Noah is proving to be popular this morning. Anybody else at the front? Emily, what's your favourite Bible verse or story? Esther. I love that story as well. That's a great story, that one. Anybody else? Adults? Any Bible verses that you quite like? Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, Thomas. Is it Jonah? Jonah and the whale, another cracking story. Yes. Any adults Bible verses? Encouraging verses? I keep saying adults, but these children. Go on then, Joshua. Moses, another great one. Yep, Exodus, another one of Moses. Anybody else? That's all right, I've got more questions. Okay, who here prays? This is encouraging, guys. Yes, we all pray. And who here is free to pray? Yes, because praying for us is a great thing to do, not only because we get to speak to God and listen to God and be in his presence in that way, but also we're not punished for doing it. We're able to come to church and people later on will lead us in prayers and we can all say amen and mean it and not worry about doing that. Who here goes to a home group? Yeah, lots of us go to home groups. We've even got them for young people as well. There are home groups. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There are lots of groups that we go to. What do you like about your home groups? What's good about going to a home group? You all go to one, but there's nothing good about it. What's good about home groups? Should we go with fellowship? Yeah, what about studying the Bible with kind of a few people and really studying it and learning more about God? Yeah? I feel like I'm working on my own here, guys. Anything else that you like about home groups? Cup of tea and a biscuit. Exactly. It's worth coming. Thank you, Andy. Okay, who likes singing to God? We've just had two songs. Who likes coming to church or standing in your shower and just singing to God? Yeah? What songs do you like? Worship songs. Don't care about top 40 at this point. What sort of songs do you like? Jess? You like to worship God. That's lovely. What songs? Favourite songs that we have at church or that you have at home? Charlotte? 10,000 Reasons. That's great. Anybody else? I like that new crowning one, actually. That's quite a good one. Emily? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Didn't we do that? No, don't laugh. We did that in church the other week for harvest. Change the words. Good one. Anybody else got a favourite song? Archie? I didn't hear, but I can hear laughter. The Grand Old Duke of York. Another good one. We need to start getting these in and changing words and making them about Jesus, I think. Who here, last question, who here admits that they are a Christian on other days apart from Sundays? Yes. Excellent. It's not always easy to do so. Sometimes we need to pluck up a bit of courage to admit that we're Christians to other people, particularly if we're with people who aren't Christians. But it is a good thing to do. And again, we are free to do it. And that is the point that I'd like to make about all of these things. going to church, reading our Bibles, owning a Bible, praying, and not just praying in our bedrooms or at home, but praying publicly at church, going to a home group that we can talk about and not having to do that in secret, being able to worship God in song, all this stuff we can do because we are free to do it in Poynton, in Cheshire, in this country, in this part of the world. We are free to do it. And there are lots of Christians, lots of our brothers and sisters all around the world who are not free to do it. And they are persecuted for doing that sort of stuff. They're punished for doing it. If they're seen to be holding a Bible, they might be punished for that. They don't get to go to church as freely as we do. They might have to meet in a smaller group of Christians and try and meet in secret because they might be punished for getting together to worship God. And that's why today is Suffering Church Sunday. I know you might feel like you're suffering right now having to go through this talk with me, but we don't suffer as Christians in lots of ways that other Christians do around the world. And that's why today we are focusing on them. We're going to be praying for them in a little bit. And also the children have an activity to do with me in a minute that's going to be focusing on praying for those Christians around the world who are not free to do these things. We need to give thanks that we can, but also pray for those who can't.
Thanks, Sarah. Well, we're going to stand to sing one of my favourite